Today's movements from Bach's St. Matthew Passion take us back into Pilate's political sphere. Pilate, the politician, was confronted with a difficult situation. The Jewish powers that be were determined to get rid of their competition, especially after Jesus threatened the temple's monopolistic economic foundations of selling animals for sacrifice at great profit and exchanging money at exorbitant rates. During this trial, the dream world re-enters the gospel account. Dreams had been prominent in Matthew's initial chapters. The actions of Joseph and the wise men, for example, had been influenced by dreams. Now, toward the end of the gospel account, dreams once again enter the story when Pilate's unnamed wife cautions Pilate about Jesus because of her dream about Jesus. I will add that since Pilate's wife tried to protect Jesus, and since Pilate seemed reluctant to kill Jesus, the Coptic Church developed the tradition that both Pilate and his wife later converted to Christianity, although there's no historical evidence of that. Coptic Christians even honor both Pilate and his wife with their own separate feast days in June. But back to the gospel account. Secular history tells us that Pontius Pilate was an unusually cruel ruler, so much so that he was called by the emperor to return to Rome to answer for his cruel ways. But even this cruel ruler knew that he needed to satisfy Roman law before he could pronounce the death sentence. Possibly stalling for time or searching for an out, Pilate offered the agitated temple crowd a choice. Who should be freed before Passover, Barabbas, the murderer, or Jesus, the Christ? I like Bach's brief but powerful music for the crowd's response. Barabbam, Barabbas. In answer to Pilate's second question, the crowd sings an energetic fugue, "Let him be crucified." And then, almost without pause, those same singers sing a chorale verse, marveling that the good shepherd is apparently going to pay the penalty for the faults of his sheep. We return to the gospel account only long enough for Pilate to ask, why? What evil has he done? And this leads directly into the soprano's accompanied recitative. Instead of listing wrongs done by Jesus, she sings of all the good things he did. He healed the blind, the lame, and those possessed by demons. He taught, and he accepted everybody just as they were. The soprano's beautiful aria has no typical bass instruments, no organ, no cello, no orchestra. Everything is up in the higher treble range. I'm imagining that Bach is possibly trying to avoid any sign of lower, darker notes. Maybe this is Bach's way of focusing on the innocence of Jesus, his purity. The text tells of Jesus going through all of this unfair trial and suffering out of love, so that we can avoid God's judgment.
Auf das Fest aber habtet ihr landfiege Gewohnheit, den Volk einen Gefangenen loszugeben, welchen sie wollte. Waren zu der Zeit einen Gefangenen, einen sonderlichen vorhanden, der hieß Barabbas. Und da sie versammelt waren, sprach Pilatus zu ihnen: Welchen wollt ihr, dass ich euch losgebe? Barabbas oder Jesus? Und ihm gesaget wird, ihr seid Christus. Denn ihr wusste wohl, dass sie ihn aus Neid überantwortet hatte. Und da er auf den
Gerichtstuhl saß, schickete sein Weib zu ihm und ließ ihm sagen:
Habe du nichts zu schaffen in diesem Gerichte? Ich habe heute viel erlitten im Traum von seinetwegen.
Aber die hohen Priester und die Ältesten immer redeten das Volk, dass sie um Barabbas bitten sollte und Jesu um Rechte. Antworteten nun die Landleger und sprach zu ihnen:
Welchen wollt ihr unter diesen Zweien, den ich euch soll losgeben?
Sie sprachen:
Barabbas!
Pilatus sprach zu ihnen:
Was soll ich denn machen mit Jesu, von dem gesagt wird, er sei Christus?
Sie sprachen alle:
Lass mich kommen!
Oh,